Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder.
Greg Stebbin joins us, writes on tech, culture, all sorts of great things always. At Greg Stebbin, if you follow him on Twitter. Morning, pal.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, let's get into this cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. I have buddies talking about this, blockchain, all this stuff. Will it change the world? Will it be the next social media in culture? You've looked into this some, so let me ask you a couple of questions. This stuff is new. It seems weird. It also seems complicated all the time. But it's out there. It's got to affect what we're doing in the future, I would think, in some way.
I believe that's the case. And for me, the analogy is to how many of us responded to social media when it first became available.
Okay.
What is this Facebook thing? And you know what? If you even go back further, people responded the same way to the Internet. What is this Internet thing? I don't get it. It's confusing. And the Internet changed the world. Social media has changed the world, and I believe that this combination of cryptocurrency and blockchain will have a similar huge impact on our world. And so it's important to realize that because you don't want to be behind the times. It could affect your job.
Sure.
It could affect your career. You know, people are investing lots of money in this stuff, and I'm not sure they always understand what they're investing in. I think sometimes you have to go to the basics of really understanding it. And now that you can look back on, oh, I was confused by the Internet, now I understand it. I was confused by social media, and now I understand it. Keep your mind open as you look at this stuff and be willing to let yourself understand how different it is without trying to apply the past. Blockchain is really at the root of all of this, and it is a very strange animal, but it's a very, very powerful animal.
You are a powerful, good member of the media, so let me take you through this. 30 seconds or less on each one, though. What is blockchain first?
So here's what blockchain is. It's a decentralized way of keeping records. So today, you have a bank account, and if you want info from your bank account, it's all in one vault, per se, or database owned by the bank.
Right.
In the blockchain world, that ledger that the bank has and only the bank has today, everybody has a copy of it. And so everybody has a copy of it with some protections. So what that means is it's really hard to commit fraud because if one copy of the ledger of millions is different than all the rest, you can find it and say, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Much easier than if there's fraud committed on the bank's database, it's really hard to know because it's the only copy.
All right. Another turn. Cryptocurrency, is that similar?
Well, so cryptocurrency is built on the back of the blockchain. It is, you know, crypto means it's very private and very secure. It's very private and it's very secure because blockchain is private and secure. And even though people are thinking about cryptocurrency as money, a way of paying for things or a thing to invest in, there will be millions of types of cryptocurrency that we use in the future.
Right.
And one of the most surprising ones has been rolled out by Kodak. So the blockchain enables photographers to protect their images, and cryptocurrency from Kodak enables them to get paid for the use of their images. That is a great application to look at to understand the whole environment because it's completely unexpected, but once you look at it, it makes complete sense.
Greg Stebbin joins me. Facebook, by the way, has banned ads that promote cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. They're worried about this, but hey, it's a part of what's out there, so Greg's with us trying to go through this and explain it. Let me get right to the big B, the big word, Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin in the Greg Stebbin explanation?
So Bitcoin is a form of cryptocurrency. It's a brand. So here's the analogy I like to use. If you're old enough to remember a company called Yahoo, Yahoo used to own the world.
Yeah.
And then along came a company called Google.
Yeah.
Google won and Yahoo lost. We know that, right?
Right, okay.
Bitcoin is either Yahoo or Google. And I don't know which, and neither do you.
Wow. Okay.
So when you invest, you want to make sure you understand what you're investing in because you may win big and you may lose big. So just be careful and understand what you're investing in.
Interesting. Let me get you out of here on any other analogy. Kodak is one of those names from the past as well. Could it be a something like this? Could be just a Kodak you and I talk about in 20 years if we're still here on Amplitude Modulation Radio?
Yeah. Exactly. So I think if you go look at what's now called Kodak Coin and Kodak One Platform,
okay,
if you're trying to understand how this technology works and why it's important, go read about what Kodak has done. I don't know if Kodak will succeed or not. Again, they're a brand like Yahoo and Google, right?
Right.
But what they're trying to do is a really clever application of the technology, and even if they don't succeed, it's a model for others. And if you just read about it, you'll begin to understand what's possible. And when you think about it from a use case or a user's application, you'll really begin to understand how this could be so meaningful in your own life.
Fascinating. Greg Stebbins keeping us up to date on what's going on the whole cryptocurrency Bitcoin stuff. I love the explanation. I still don't understand it, but I think I'm closer. All right, Stebbins, thanks. Have a great day.
It's great to be here.
Follow him on Twitter, @GregStebbins.